Welcome to B&B Financially Free, the podcast for ambitious individuals chasing financial freedom through buying short-term rental investments. I'm your host, Chantel, and I'm the co-founder of Good Neighbor Realty, a brokerage that has helped hundreds of people purchase and launch successful vacation rentals. On top of that, I own and operate a $6 million real estate portfolio that nets over $200,000 in income annually. In this show, my goal is to help you turn your active income into passive income through owning unique properties you and your guests will love. Okay, everybody, today we are going to talk about managing short-term rentals. If you have never managed a short-term rental, you might be curious to know, how long does it take to self-manage? Should you be managing by yourself, or should you hire someone else to do the management for you? And I actually have a lot of thoughts on this subject. So first of all, just for those of you who are new or don't know much about me, my name is Chantel, and I'm one of the owners of the brokerage, and I have four short-term rentals, one of those being a triplex. And so I self-manage about seven short-term rental listings with my spouse, my husband, Tyler. He and I probably spend like between an hour to 2 hours a week managing our portfolio. And this is really because of the work that we put in up front to systematize our management. Over the past couple of years, I've helped hundreds of people buy short-term rentals, and about half of our clients self-manage, and then the other half hire a management company or do some sort of hybrid. Now, one thing you should know about me is I am not someone who loves managing short-term rentals. It's not a passion of mine. And for those of you who are like, I could think of nothing worse than managing my own properties, I totally understand. But I've been really surprised to know how easy it is to actually self-manage a short-term rental. And when you consider the cost of hiring a property manager is typically anywhere from 15% of your gross revenue all the way up to 25 and even 30% of your gross revenue. And in a lot of cases, that can take away your entire profit margin. It is important to determine if it makes sense for you to self-manage. So I want to talk a little bit about how I manage our properties. Now, I have two properties in a metropolitan area, and I have two properties in a mountain, in a more mountainous area. Every single property that I own is in a totally different city and municipality. So I've had to come up with like a different cleaner for every single property. And if you're someone who's thinking about like building a portfolio in a lot of different places, I still believe that you can self-manage with only a little bit of time. So the way that my husband and I do our management is we automate everything. So if you're someone that is like, how long is it going to take me to manage my property? It really should not take you more than an hour a week to manage a property. And this is because you can automate things like your pricing, you can automate your cleaning, you can automate your guest messaging. If you're someone that's like, should I be cleaning my property? In most cases, my answer is going to be no, especially if you are planning on scaling your portfolio to more than one property, and especially if you're someone who can make more money doing your everyday job or career. You do not need to be concerned with cleaning your own property. So let's start with guest communication. So I use a system called Guesty. Guesty is an OTA. There's other systems out there like Hospitable and HostAway. And basically what an OTA's job is it integrates with your listing and all of your systems. And so it can integrate with your pricing system. It can also integrate with your cleaners. It can automate your guest messaging. And it does reporting. This is especially important for those of you who have more than one property. When my husband and I started out and we just had one like little basement unit, we really didn't have good systems in place. And then we changed that property into three separate units as a triplex. As soon as that happened, I felt like everything was falling apart because I had no systems. At that time, I didn't have like automated guest messaging. I didn't have a system with my cleaner. And so I was still sending like screenshots of my calendar, and cleans were getting missed, and it was just a nightmare. And so today I really want to talk about how you can set this up well from the start. So the first is selecting an OTA. Again, I use Guesty. The next part of this is automating your guests' messages. You want, and your guests wants, to have all of the information that they need to enjoy your house clearly up front, so they're not having to ask you questions, and so you're not having to answer the same question over and over again. Some things that I add in my automated messages are where my address is and what my code is. Yes, all of this information exists on apps like Airbnb and Vrbo, but it's, you cannot have it in like enough spots. Like the more your guest has access to this information, the better. So I do automated messages on address. I do automated messages on exactly like where I would like them to park. I describe the house again and tell people what it looks like. And then I go through all the things that they're going to need to know for their stay. So like the Wi-Fi password and how to work my thermostat and where to find all of the amenities and where to find things like firewood and all the things that we supply at our units. And then I also remind them like when check-in is and when checkout is. And then I tell them like, hey, on, you know, Wednesdays is trash days. And so you're going to see someone like come on the property and remove the trash, like anything that they need to know, I make sure to include in my automated messages. I don't bombard my guests with automated messages though. So I typically send them just a couple, like one, like right before, or I send one right after they book to tell them that I'm excited, to reinforce how many people I have in their stay, to reinforce whether or not they're bringing a pet, and then to also say again, like their check-in date and their checkout date and the time and some of my guest rules. So that happens right after they book. And then 48 hours before they check into the property, that's when I send all of the details, including their access information, how to get into the property. And then I also put something in there about how I really want to earn their 5-star review. This has really changed the game for me because guests are actually really willing to leave a 5-star review just because I've asked for it. And then I tell them and I set expectation up front that like, I want to be a great host and I want their stay to be wonderful. And so if it's not, to let me know instead of just letting me know by leaving a negative review. So that way I can address anything that comes up. Something else that I've started to do that has been a huge time saver is I actually send an automated message with my guidebook. This is really nice because I used to get a ton of messages on like, what do we do around here? What are some of your local favorite spots? And like a big part of being in this industry is hospitality. And so you want to provide your guests with unique experiences at some of your favorite places. And so I started automating that and people have been so grateful. They've actually gone, I had a guest recently that said that they went to every single spot that we went, that we mentioned on our guidebook, which was shocking to me because I probably had like 16 to 20 different restaurants and bars and attractions throughout the Denver area. And they said that they had the best trip ever by doing that. And so you can really make your guest experience special by automating all of your guest messages. The next thing that you're going to want to do is make sure that you have a really great system with your cleaner. This is something that I've had to adapt over the time, and I am very strategic to make sure that I'm communicating with my cleaning team in the way that they want to be communicated with. For instance, my metro cleaners are different than my mountain cleaners. My mountain cleaners are not as tech savvy. They're a little bit slower to respond. They're not as people oriented as my metro cleaners who are very much front-facing in their businesses. Now, something that I do that very few people that I have helped purchase short-term rentals have done is I actually put my cleaners on a stipend. And I actually really find a lot of meaning in my relationship with my cleaners. I employ all single moms, which I'm really excited to do. And I'm able to put them on a stipend over 12 months. So they know that even in lower season, like they can still count on a fixed amount from me. And I've actually kept my cleaners on my team extremely happy for years and years. One of my cleaners has been with me since 2018. And then the other one since 2020, managing a home. And they take such good care of my properties because I really worked hard to try to take care of them as well. So my system with my cleaners is I put them on a stipend, and then they handle all of my supplies. They also handle all of my guest messaging, and I probably pay them between $500 and $800 more a month than if I were to just pay them what they would earn as a traditional cleaner. But this takes so much off of my plate. So they do guest messaging on early check-in, late checkout, and any cleaning-related issues or inquiries. This is so cool, and I make them a co-host. And this is so cool because they see the feedback from the guests in real time based off of cleaning. So like if I have someone complaining about like the cleanliness of the property, or there's any issue, like there isn't enough towels or there isn't enough sheets, instead of me having to, you know, have like conversations with my cleaners about it, they see it directly from the guest. And so it even helps me to not have to manage my cleaning team as closely because of that real-time feedback. Also, them helping with supplies is like such a big thing for me because, you know, if you're someone who's not in the same state as your property, it really might not make sense for you to go and show up in person to your property to drop off supplies. I do have out-of-state clients who will just ship things to their properties in one of my mountain properties. That's possible for me, but in my other one that's more rural, shipping things directly to the property is not possible. So make sure to really think about restocking supplies and what that process will be like before you're purchasing your property, just so you know going into it what you're getting into. I make my cleaners a co-host, and I also make sure that I have automated messages to remind them of cleans. There is absolutely nothing worse than having a guest check into a property when it is not clean. Something else that is really important too is to have your cleaning team clean at checkout. You don't know when and if you're going to get a last minute booking, and you actually want to be able to accommodate those last minute bookings as much as possible. So you're really maximizing your revenue. Of course, you have to be careful with last minute bookings. You want to vet the person and make sure that they're not going to have a party at your house. But for my properties, I love these last minute bookings. And so that's why cleaning at checkout is so imperative, because you don't want to be in a position where you can't accept a booking because the property can't be cleaned. Another thing that a lot of people ask us about is, can you accommodate same day checkouts and check-ins? This is a non-negotiable for me and all of my properties. I have to have a cleaning team that can accommodate same day check-in and same day checkout. So for me and all of my properties, my check-in is about 3 to 4 p.m. and my checkout is between 10 and 11. And it just depends on the cleaner and the location of the property on how I determine exactly when to make that window. You want to meet with your cleaner and make sure that they're going to have enough time to clean your property. This is definitely going to be important for you, those of you who have really large homes. And so when you're in the interview process, you need to have an understanding if you have a accommodation that's accommodating 14, 16, 18 people, how many cleaners are they going to send to the house, and how long does it take for them to get clean? Something else that I've learned over the past couple of years is I have far fewer guests asking for a late checkout than I do have guests asking for an early check-in. So I definitely prioritize early check-ins over late checkouts whenever I can. Another thing that I have our cleaners do is, instead of messaging me that the unit is clean and ready, I have them go as a co-host right into the messages and message the guest directly, "Hi, the property is clean and ready for check-in." This is so helpful because so many guests have questions on early check-in. So in my automated messages up front, I'll say, "We often cannot accommodate early check-ins, but when the property is clean, we will message you as soon as it's ready. And so in the event that it is ready before your scheduled check-in at 3 or 4, we'll make sure that you're aware of that directly on the app. And it really does delight my guests when they're able to check in early. Half of my guests will ask for an early check-in, and then the other half won't even ask me, and they might be, you know, trying to kill time before the 3 or 4 o'clock. And when I'm able to get them in early, it just makes their stay all that much better. So that's another thing that I do with my cleaning team. Instead of them messaging me directly, I have them message the guest directly. If it's not like a same, if they're clean before the guest is checking in on that day, I'll just have them message them a few days before that it's going to be ready at any time. There is also opportunity to allow guests to pay extra for like an early check-in or a late checkout. I have not implemented these in my properties, but I know some people have been really successful with saying upfront in their automated messages, you know, if we can't accommodate an early check-in, there will be an extra $100 charge, or if we can accommodate a late checkout, we'll do so for an extra $100. And then you can decide how to distribute that between you and your cleaners. The next thing in managing a short-term rental is really making sure that you have great contacts. So something that I get all the time is like, I don't really want to be a landlord, Chantal. Like, I don't really want to manage a property. And like, what happens when, you know, something goes wrong and a plumber needs to be called? Well, the truth is just because you have a management team in place doesn't mean that you're going to be completely oblivious to what's going on with your property. If the issue is large enough, like let's say it's over a $500 issue, your property manager still has to call you to get the okay to make that repair. And so for me and my properties, I don't mind calling the plumber or calling the handyman to deal with the issue. Something that is really important as well as you become a sophisticated short-term rental host and investor is it is very rarely going to make sense for you to be the person that shows up to make those repairs. There was this one time when one of my properties started flooding and I was so stressed out about it that I just drove an hour to my property to show up to see the flood, and I realized I'm not a plumbing professional. I don't have the equipment to like handle this. It's not a good use of my time. I could be making, you know, far more money doing my day job than what I would be saving in me remediating this flood on my own. Why am I even showing up? And so that was like a great lesson for me. After that, I was like, I, as a professional host, will always call a professional to deal with issues. I do not need to be the person to deal with it. I don't have the skill set, and it's not a good use of my time. So when you're building out your team, something that I have found extremely helpful is local Facebook groups. So I have built out vendor lists, and my properties in the mountains are in areas that like I've never lived in. I don't have like good connections to like a local community. I've now built that over time by getting into these local Facebook groups. And then also there's some really cool like technology that you can use. Like Turno is a great resource for finding cleaners. I also like Nextdoor in those areas, but local Facebook groups has by far been the most helpful for me. So you'll want to join every local Facebook group that you can. Search like the city name followed by short-term rental hosts or Airbnb or Vrbo or neighbors. I'm even a part of like some mommies groups. Moms actually have the best recommendations, so highly suggest joining those groups. But I've joined those groups, and that's where I found like handymen and cleaners and contractors. And you actually get real life recommendations when you're asking in these Facebook groups. So when anything is an issue, I go into a Facebook group and I ask for recommendations on anything that you can imagine. And I typically get get quite a few recommendations, and I have found my best people doing that. If you're someone who's not super systems oriented, that's definitely not my strong suit. You need to just make sure that you have some things like in place, like start your vendor list and write it down, because there's nothing worse than being in an emergency and scrolling through your messages trying to find the guy who helped you out last time. And then as far as like your amenities and just like ongoing home maintenance, you do need to think about, where is my property located and what do I need to do? What systems can I put up in place to automatically take care of my property? So for instance, if you're in an area with, you know, heavy seasonality change, you might need to winterize things. You might need to have a system for snow and plowing. You might need to have a system for your pool or a sauna or a hot tub. If you're going to be a hands-off manager like me, it's not a bad idea to have a handyman just scheduled to go out to the property to walk it once a month and get photos and make sure that everything's in great quality, because it's better to be proactive than reactive. Something to keep in mind when you're self-managing a short-term rental or vacation home is everything happens really quickly. So here's like the major difference between those of you who might be long-term rental investors switching to short-term rental investors. If you have a plumbing issue at a long-term rental, it's likely quick enough for you to say, hey, I have a handyman or I have a plumber coming out in the next 48 hours. In a short-term rental, they might only be staying there for 48 hours, and that could really be impactful for their stay. And so in a short-term rental, like when things come up, speed is everything, because your people are only there for a couple of days. Another thing that I actually really love about short-term rental is this does keep your property perfectly maintained. Whereas in long-term rental, you could have a tenant that sees an issue weeks ago that they just didn't think to bring up to you in time, and then it becomes this big thing. Whereas in short-term rental, if there is an issue, your guests let you know immediately, because they really use the house in a different way. They're experiencing like the fullness of that home in the couple of days that they're staying there. So while that is a double-edged sword, like some people don't like the high urgency of dealing with a short-term rental property in comparison to a long-term rental, I would rather take care of issues immediately, and so I know that my property is being really well maintained. So those are the ways that I have offloaded 90% of managing my short-term rentals, and I spend very little active time and energy doing it. Oftentimes, it is running like a very smooth business, but of course, you're going to have those times when it seems like everything is blowing up and everything is difficult, just like in anything. While this is a residual income source, passive is not exactly how I would define it. The other thing to consider for whether or not you should manage or outsource your management, if you are looking at short-term rentals for the tax benefits, you definitely need to check with your CPA to see if you need to be the one to manage in order to take advantage of that bonus depreciation. We do have an episode that you can find all on cost segregation and bonus depreciation and the huge benefits that short-term rentals have from a tax perspective. Now, we've talked all about how easy it is to self-manage, but you might be thinking, if it's so easy, why doesn't everyone do it? Why are other people using property managers, and when does it make sense to use a property manager? I think that this really comes down to the person. Now, I am a broker owner in my day job. I transact still with clients. And so for me, my job is real estate. I am constantly on my phone and communicating with people because of my real estate job. And so when I am communicating with guests, it feels very much like an extension of what I'm already doing. For others who have totally different jobs and totally different industries, you might say, I cannot respond to a single guest message from 9 to 5, and I sure as hell do not want to be responding to guest messages after 5 or early in the morning. If that is you and you do not want to deal with any sort of guest communication, you do not want to have to be close to your phone, getting a property manager could make a lot of sense. Another thing that is important is I am someone who enjoys working with people. I've had clients who are just not great at working with people and should not be in communication with their guests at all. If that is you, it also might make sense to hire a property manager. But I also want to give a third option. So if you feel like I would love to self-manage, but I don't feel like I'm great at guest communication, you might be able to hire a virtual assistant to do your guest communication for a couple $100 a month, as opposed to doing the 20 to 30% to a property manager. Another thing is pricing. Pricing from like a self-management perspective can be totally automated. I like to use Price Labs. I know that Beyond Pricing is another good software system. And the coolest thing about pricing is these software systems will actually take a look at demand and they'll price your property according to the demand. So for instance, this is like a real life scenario. When Taylor Swift was coming into town, there was way more demand for those weekends. And so the pricing software would see that and then automatically increase those prices. And so if you are not using an automated price software, you definitely are leaving money on the table, and I would highly suggest using that. But now it's almost not enough just to like set it and forget it. So the way that these systems work is you can put in like your lowest nightly rate, your base nightly rate, and the highest nightly rate that you would take on your property. But there's so many nuances associated with things like, you know, should you increase prices far out? When do you start discounting? Should you give week-long discounts or to promote week-long stays? All of those things really contribute to you getting booked. And so I've actually started to use a professional pricing manager to do my pricing. I've seen this cost anywhere from on the low end, like $250 a month, to have like someone who specializes in this go in on like a daily basis and implement like these really unique rule sets to toggle with pricing and make sure that you're competitive from that perspective. And then I've seen as high as $500 to $1,000. So it really just depends on who you're working with from a pricing perspective. Again, this is something that your property manager can do. If you are someone who's considering using a property manager because you would like to be fully hands-off, it is really important that they are very skilled at pricing. Yes, like the guest messaging and like the guest communication is important. That's going to contribute to your reviews. So some things to ask is like, how quick are you to respond to guest messages? Are you available like at all hours? What hours are you not available to respond to guest messages? What is your pricing strategy? What things do you do to get the property booked? What are some rule sets that you believe in that? I am very careful to work with boutique property management companies instead of like big discount management companies, because unfortunately we've seen that like some of the really, really large companies that are less commission, unfortunately they do less on everything else. They're less great at pricing, which is hugely impactful to your bottom line, and they're less great at giving guests great experiences, which contributes to negative reviews. So a reason that I would like a good property manager and why it might make sense for you to use a property manager is if they're someone who is highly skilled in these areas and could actually increase your revenue to help pay for their cost. So for those reasons, I do think that there are times that a property manager makes a ton of sense. And if you're someone who does not want to be involved in the property, I could not suggest more to hire a great property manager. And we have really, really wonderful contacts for that. So if you're considering hiring a property manager, please do get in touch with us and we're happy to connect you. Another reason that people hire property managers and will pay that fee is just because hospitality is not in their skill set. So I've had people just that are not really great at like all of the intricacies of, you know, keeping up with supplies, of, you know, making the guest experience special, and they really just don't have any interest in that. So for those who are like, I'm not going to be good at all of this, please do hire a great property manager. But if you are someone who thinks that you could be up for the challenge of self-managing, it's really not as scary as you might find it. So I hope that this was super helpful for you all. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us. You can find us on Instagram at Good Neighbor Realty. You can find me. I'm always happy to answer questions on my personal account, Chantel Dwayne. And if you have any questions in regards to how I manage my property, please do reach out, because I'm an open book.